Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Hosea chapter 10, and we're reading verses 9 to 12.
Since the days of Gibeah you have sinned, O Israel, and there you have remained. Did not war overtake the evildoers in Gibeah? When I please, I will punish them. Nations will be gathered against them to put them in bonds for their double sin. Ephraim is a trained heifer that loves to thresh, so I will put a yoke on her fair neck. I will drive Ephraim. Judah must plough, and Jacob must break up the ground. Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap the fruit of unfailing love, and break up your unploughed ground. For it is time to seek the Lord, until he comes and showers righteousness on you.
Our focus is on verse 12. It is time to seek the Lord. The people of Israel had once again turned away from the Lord and were suffering the consequences. But the Lord was graciously calling them yet again to turn and repent in the face of further judgment. It was time to seek the Lord. There will never be a better time to seek the Lord than now. He is ever ready to be found by those who seek him. There is no need to make an appointment, no need to form an orderly queue. Don't wait for things to get worse. Don't wait for things to get better. Just come as you are, where you are, right now, and discover Jesus to be the bread of life and living water, so that you never go hungry or thirsty again. It is easy to let regrets from the past keep us from coming today, but it is only the Lord who can forgive and restore those wasted years. As the prodigal son discovered in Luke 15, we are never too far from home not to start walking back. As we take steps to seek the Lord, we'll be met by the open arms of a loving Father. So let's seek the Lord today, whilst he may be found. A prayer. Heavenly Father, you know my situation. You know the challenges I face. You know my needs at this time of life. You alone can provide what I need, and so I come to you for cleansing, for healing, for courage, for help, for assurance. In Jesus' name. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.